Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in on a Vibe Check Tuesday to the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. A show that also streams live on YouTube at the Team 980, where you see a dancing into the song that is playing on the radio, Anthony Haney, which is hilarious because, again, Anthony, the people on the internet can't hear the rejoin music.
I hate that for them.
Actually, they might have been able to hear that one.
No, I took it out.
Oh, nope. So you're just mean mugging and rapping along to Jay-Z. I'm not going to tell the people that were watching on YouTube what song. You have to guess by lip reading Anthony.
Yeah.
So there's that. We're going to start the show talking NBA Finals. We'll get to some Commanders vibe check style coming up. You'll hear from Logan later on in the show as well. Talk a little KD trade destinations. I have one that I actually really like. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. But Anthony, we're going to start with the NBA Finals. And I want to ask you a question, and this will lead which segment goes first, if you will. What's the biggest factor in the Thunder defeating the Pacers last night? I'm going to try to ask this as neutrally as possible. What's the biggest factor in the Thunder winning the game last night? The Thunder scoring more, like, I'm trying to, like, whether you wanted to frame it as Thunder beat Pacers or Pacers lose to Thunder, right? I'm trying to take that as a neutral. I'm not saying based off of the Thunder or based off the Pacers. In the question, I'm not implying one or the other. In the Oklahoma City win in Game 5, what was the biggest factor? There, that's a neutral version of the question.
I'm going to say the turnovers. I feel like Indiana really turned the ball over at an extraordinarily high clip, and the Thunder were able to capitalize off of that. I think, like, if you just look at the box score, you'll see that, you know, the Thunder got out to a huge lead. The Pacers outplayed them in the second half or scored more points than them. But I think the real difference is really the turnovers.
So that's a great answer, and unfortunately doesn't solve the conundrum that I was trying to get out here,
which is
essentially, no, it's fine. Because the number one story that everyone's talking about is Haliburton.
Yeah, for sure.
And Halliburton's play is impactful on the turnovers in multiple ways, right? But I don't want to get too deep, and we've at least taken long enough that I'm going to make an executive decision here. It's also my job to do that. I want to talk about the Thunder first.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about Haliburton. And I will tell you my Haliburton take is that everyone is missing really important stuff about that. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that he played well and that, like, actually there's no problems here, because that would be stupid. But some of the commentary about Tyrese Haliburton is so outrageously over the top, and all you're doing is telling on yourself that you didn't watch the game and maybe, I don't know, you were playing solitaire. You get that little drive-by, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start off with the Thunder, though, because we often skip by the winner to talk about what went wrong for the loser. And I don't think that's fair. Because the Thunder defense was sensational last night, especially in the second half and in the fourth quarter. For the second straight game, they just cranked it up to a different level late in the game. And to the point where you're almost wondering, were you conserving something earlier? Which is something that would not actually surprise me, because Mark Dagnall has talked about, and the Thunder to an extent have talked about, they're pretty secretive, obviously. It's kind of one of their trademarks. But even with just what we see, they are making sure that they are fresh for the fourth quarter. The way they've adjusted Shea's minutes, the way that they've gone with their substitution patterns. Dagnall's talked about it a little bit. And I think some other folks in the Thunder organization have talked to the Zach Lowe's of the world to say, like, we are looking to make sure we are fresh late. Because, obviously, early in the series, Indiana wins by being tremendous late, including in game one where they didn't have a win. Or they didn't have a lead until the final 0.3 seconds and when Halliburton hit the shot, and ultimately they take the lead. And it seemed like, and by the end of game three, remember, we're talking about how tired they looked. And it's like, oh my God, is Indiana about to do this? Because Oklahoma City looks dead, and this is the only game in the series with 2 days rest. And so Oklahoma City comes out in game four, change up their rotations, change a couple of things, and they crank it in the fourth quarter. And they survive, get the split in Indy, and now all of a sudden they go home, they win. It's the first time Indy's lost two games back-to-back in the entire playoffs, and Oklahoma City has not lost two games back-to-back either. Now Indy's going to have to beat them two straight to win a championship. So when you look at what the Thunder have done, one, the ability as a team to raise their level, and then individually, what Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did last night was remarkable. I mean, they absolutely were sensational, especially late. But even at the points where, like, McConnell's going crazy and Indiana is making what feels like another one of their signature runs, that they're somehow going to turn this game around, Williams was able to keep them afloat enough that the lead, like, it kept feeling like, well, first, it was the same thing that's happened all series, right? Where the Thunder, it feels like they should be up 30 and they're up 10. And you're like, phew, that feels scary. But then Indiana's coming back, but you're like, how is it still 13? How is it still 16? How is it still 10? It feels like we should be at a tie game at this point. And it's because Jalen Williams kept going one-on-one, kept breaking pressure, kept putting pressure on Indiana, and flipping the script of the game, and it gives them enough late. So he has 40. And then, by the way, you know, there's people start to talk about, oh, did he just put himself in the conversation for finals MVP? No, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has had 30 plus in four of the five games, I think, in the series. And last night he has 31 and 10. He's the freaking MVP who's playing like it, and we're just taking it for granted. So the Thunder deserve so much credit. Because Indiana's really good, man. Like, they're really, really good, and they're really hard to play. I know they're not as talented as some previous NBA champions, and part of that is the roster rules and the way this thing, like, the collections of talent of three Hall of Famers on a team, those days might be over, unless you're doing what Oklahoma City is doing, where you trade for SGA before anyone knows how good he is, and you draft guys like Williams and Chet, and we'll see if those guys even get to that level. Chet, you know, obviously the biggest wild card there, is the youngest of the bunch and the least accomplished of the bunch, but he also was very good last night. But ultimately, the Thunder last night, Anthony, have seven players with a block and seven players with a steal. Team effort, Wiggins hit a bunch of threes. Like, that was Oklahoma City Thunder basketball at the highest level. And when they play at their highest level, we can talk about Halliburton in a second, and we will. But I find it hard-pressed to find a team in the NBA that can beat them at their best. And they were maybe not their best last night, but they were a really freaking good version of themselves.
Man, they were nasty. Jalen Williams, him getting downhill, he's been – the last two games, I think he's understood that there's nobody really on that team that can defend him and prevent him from getting to the basket. And I think he just made his presence felt just being in attack mode all night. But – the fact that he can go off for 40 and then Shea still get his 30, it's going to be tough to beat a team like that when they have two guys scoring at such a clip. And we've seen this before. We've seen LeBron and Kyrie do it. We've seen Steph and KD do it. So, like, when you have a dynamic duo, as they do, scoring and, you know, making it easier on everybody else. It just makes that team so much harder to beat. And then, you know, them as a defensive unit, like Shea's out there getting block after block. It's just like, man, the whole team is just locked in. So they deserved it yesterday.
He was great. Shea was defensively last night. Williams was obviously excellent, too. And it is made easier by the fact that the opposing backcourt made zero field goals in the second half. Everyone's crushing Halliburton today, or at the very least questioning why he was playing. But I have a stat that proves to you that he actually wasn't the main problem yesterday. I will share that with you next on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Craig Hoffman here. Super producer Anthony Haney. There, talking to you about the Commanders in a few minutes. Vibe check Tuesday question that you can start pondering. Who's the most important Commander not named Jaden Daniels? That's going to be our poll question today. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Anthony, I have a pop quiz for you. I'll even make it multiple choice, A or B. Was Tyrese Halliburton, and by the way, the answer is not a trick question. Zero is not the answer to this. Was Tyrese Halliburton plus or minus in the second half yesterday? Plus, as in the Indiana Pacers outscored the Oklahoma City Thunder when he was on the floor, or minus they got outscored?
I'm going to say he was a plus because it was fairly close. And at the end of the game, he wasn't in. So I'm going to say plus when he was on the court.
They were a plus +3 with Tyrese Halliburton in the second half.
Okay.
Yesterday. And to me, watching that game live, that felt fairly obvious. Now, that is not to say that Tyrese Halliburton played well. nevertheless well enough to be a superstar on a championship-winning team. Like, whatever that means. However nebulous that is, however silly the superstar conversation is, like, no definition of it fits what Tyrese Halliburton did yesterday. But Tyrese Halliburton, the idea that he needed to come out so that TJ McConnell could come in and close that game. Could McConnell have been out there? Absolutely. Would I have put him out there for Andrew Nembhard, potentially, based off what Nembhard was doing, who also had zero field goals made and had four turnovers in the second half alone yesterday? I can make that argument. Obviously, then you're you know, having a loss defensively against SGA. You have to deal with that, but you got to make choices. But watching the game yesterday, and it doesn't match up with the conversation about Halliburton. What makes Indiana special is the way they play. The entire engine of how they play is Halliburton. And when Halliburton was out there, the pace was still their pace. He was rebounding the ball at a high level. And his assists, like, he still had, I think, four assists in the second half. So 8 assists for a game is not a bad day at the office. And so, well, yes, his inability to make, nevertheless, get off a shot is a huge issue. And I want to talk about why I think that happened in a second. The idea that he was some bane on the Pacers' existence, that it's the worst finals performance by a point guard or a star or a player in league history, like some of these absolute, just insert your insult here, that talk about this sport for a living because they can't help themselves. That is wrong. It's incorrect. It's not supported by the film. It's not supported by the data. It's not supported by logic. It's ridiculous. He didn't lose his aggressiveness. He couldn't get past Lu Dort. And that to me is the thing. This injury is particularly harmful for Halliburton, who is not elite at getting his shot off. He does the bouncy, jerky, herky-derky, you know, bit. He's bopping all over the place. And for a guy who has that style, who's quick and twitchy, a calf injury is pretty debilitating. And so if he loses 10 to 20% of his quickness, he goes from a guy that struggles to get his shot off but does it in the unorthodox way that he does to a guy who literally can't get a shot off. And that was a problem because it put him in a bind a couple of times. It created a couple of turnovers. It meant that at times where he should have taken a shot, he's swinging the ball to Nembhard. Now Nembhard's got to create. That leads to his turnovers. Same thing for Siakam. So there's a trickle-down effect that is hurtful and harmful to his team. And in a game where they're floating in that 10 to ultimately down to 2-point margin, if they even get 15 points from Tyrese Halliburton in this game, Indiana's got a great, great shot at winning. So I am by no means dismissing the importance of Tyrese Halliburton scoring as someone who has talked all series long about his aggression to score specifically. However, you take him out of the game and they cease to become the thing that makes them great. And all the other players, while there's a trickle down that's negative, there's a bigger trickle down that's positive by him being in there. And I thought that was plainly obvious watching yesterday, and I have not heard anybody talk about that today, especially amongst the bigger shows on four-letter networks and other places where talking heads talk about basketball unintelligently.
I feel like the point you made is valid, but I think when you think about how successful the Pacers have been when Tyrese Halliburton is scoring and is able to score, how drastically that looks than, you know, what we saw yesterday. So I think that's what a lot more, I guess,
but that analysis members is lazy, because what's the alternative? And I realize that for some, it's, I can't believe you got to put TJ McConnell back in there late.
I mean, they end up going to him late.
McConnell. Yeah. And like, I'm fine with putting in McConnell for some of that fourth quarter, some more of that fourth quarter. But also that means taking a guy who makes, like, if you're doing the McConnell for Halliburton substitution, you are now losing the engine. Like, some of Tyrese, actually, I'm going to look this up real quick. Some of McConnell's most productive minutes in that game, I'm pretty sure came with Halliburton on the floor. Like, they played a good amount together. And Tyrese was like, hey, man, go to work. But at Halliburton's ability to kind of conduct, and this is the thing, right? Because I heard Stephen A. On the Hoop Collective postgame show, which was Brian Windhorst and Amon Shumpert, and Bontemps eventually got in there. And I thought Stephen A. made, I'm going to say it, I thought Stephen A. made a really good point. I thought he came to the wrong conclusion, which is kind of my point, which is you have guys like Nembhard who can handle the ball, Nesmith who can handle the ball, that can make a play out of a pick and roll, that can create a shot, right? Siakam as well. Siakam was awesome for the first three quarters and then kind of fell apart in the fourth, specifically offensively. A couple of turnovers and just seemed out of control, in part because Oklahoma City's defense was great. But the point Stephen A. made that was correct was none of those guys are point guards. None of those guys manage the game in the way that Tyrese manages the game. And I thought, despite the fact that he couldn't score, despite the fact that it was impossible for him to get a shot off, that he still managed the game at a high level. And I think the difference is, if you take him off the floor, now, who's Lu Dort guarding? Is he guarding McConnell? And if he is TJ getting to the rim the way he was against insert backup guard here? All due respect to Cason Wallace, who was also very good yesterday. Multiple steals, hit a couple of threes, was a huge part of that second quarter run. But like, he was also a huge part of TJ McConnell getting Indiana back in that game. Lu Dort is not getting torched by TJ McConnell. And so the matchups change. And so to pretend it's as simple as, oh, if you had put TJ in, does he get the same production he got in the second quarter? No, that's not how the sport works. And so it's finding the balance of, okay, we have three guys. We need Tyrese's game management and his pace. We need TJ's ability to get legitimate penetration and score because Tyrese isn't. And we need Nembhard's defense on SGA. And clearly, Carlisle didn't get it right because they lost. But my question would be, what's the right combo of those three things where they would have won? And I don't know that that actually existed last night, which gets back to why I wanted to start the show talking about the Thunder, because I don't know how Indiana beats them yesterday, because unless you can magically fix Tyrese Halliburton's ankle, like, the way you beat them is Halley scores. That wasn't on the table for him yesterday. And taking him off the floor just because of that didn't necessarily make you that much better.
To answer the question, I mean, it was a 4-point game in the fourth quarter yesterday. Like, McConnell and the second unit, they did a great job, you know, cutting it like real close. I think when we get to the fourth quarter, that's when all those turnovers that you start talking about, where Tyrese can't get by Lu Dort, so he's, you know, sending it off to Nembhard, who gets stuck forcing up a bad shot, or Siakam or Turner. Like, that's when those turnovers start to happen, and then that's when the Thunder go on to, you know, create the separation that they needed in order to, you know, put the game out of reach, kind of thing. So I think both things can be true to an extent. I think Halliburton could have managed the game very well, but I think those turnovers in the fourth quarter, when the game was close, I think sort of kind of hurt them.
Of course it hurt them. But I think the difference is, like, pretending like all that stuff was going to continue, to me, is kind of silly. Because, yes, it got down to a 4, maybe even a 2-point game at one point. But Indiana made a run, and that came on the heels of an OKC run. And, like, that's the NBA. It's a game of runs. And ultimately, that run was probably going to stop. And OKC made theirs because it was their turn, their time to make a run. As for McConnell yesterday, he played the most minutes with Mathurin, and they were a +5. Second most with Bradley, most with Mathurin, they were a +5. He was even when he was on the floor with Siakam and Nembhard. He was a -5 on the floor with Toppin. And then +4 with Turner, +2 with Halliburton.
Do you think McConnell has played better this series than Halliburton?
No.
Okay.
He's had better scoring in these short bunches, but, like, that goes to the expectations. I mean,
he's not also playing a lot, though, Craig. He's playing, like, 16 minutes a game, 17 minutes
look,
a game.
TJ's been great, but, like, I think this is where people get super mixed up. Like, Richard Jefferson said this last night on the broadcast. Well, how has this guy never been a starter? because when he becomes a starter, he's not as good because he has to play against starters. TJ is one of the best back, like he's probably one of the best 25 point guards in the league. And in that way, he should be a starter. But if you can get the 21st best point guard to be your backup, now he's great as a backup because he's playing against backups. You get him out there against starters, he's out there getting guarded by Lu Dort, that he's not scoring 18. He's not doing that stuff. But even last night, I mean, Halliburton's got 7 rebounds, 6 assists. McConnell, 4-4, 18 points. Like, yeah, last night, TJ McConnell, definitely better than Tyrese Halliburton. Over the course of the series,
he had the one game where he had 5 assists, 5 steals, 10 points. He had another. I mean, the only reason I asked you that is because a lot of people were pushing for McConnell to, you know, get put back in the game and maybe ride his coattail since, you know, Halliburton's hurt. So, and the fact that he had a good game yesterday, like, and I mean,
look, they might have to do that. They might have to. But what I'm telling you is, yesterday, if there was a guy that I'm taking out of the lineup yesterday based off how he was playing yesterday, because all you can do is play the game in front of you, in the second half, it was Nembhard, not Halliburton. But people want to crush Halliburton for his lack of scoring, which was their take going into the game, and then he has a putrid scoring game. I'm not saying that's not a big factor. And again, it was a huge problem. But I think still with that, Halliburton was a net positive for them in the second half, which is after halftime when he's reevaluating. Nembhard, not the same situation. And again, that's a risk you have to be willing to take because of the defense that he's played on SGA. But at the end of the day, like, Nembhard's doing a great job on SGA, and he's averaging like 30 a game in the finals. He's making them work. It's hard. I don't know that anyone else would be doing better, but it is definitely, when you dive into the numbers, and I think, frankly, if you watch the games, it's more complicated and convoluted than that. All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. When we get back, your calls, 301-230-0980, as we switch gears and talk Commanders here on the show and ask a simple question. This is a good Vibe Check Tuesday question that Anthony popped to me earlier today. And actually, I popped this, Anthony, we did a mailbag episode of Take Command this morning. And I was like, Logan, I have a question from Anthony in D.C. So we talked about it on Take Command, too. Who's the most important non-Jaden Daniels commander? 301-230-0980. We chop it up with you next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to do a 60-second rant real quick before we get into this vibe check. The current question on NBA Today on ESPN, well, I guess this is like, I think I'm watching it on ESPN News, so this was on earlier today. What is the ceiling for Jalen Williams after Game 5 performance? Who cares? The NBA Finals are going to be decided in the next 3 days, potentially. Can we talk about the games? Like, this is my... This is why commentary on this sport specifically is so freaking broken. It is apparently impossible to talk about the game in front of us. Anthony, we just had a really great like 15-minute conversation about specifically Game 5 and Tyrese Halliburton's role in it and how the trickle-down effect of the other players. And we are two guys that I think know pretty well. Like, we know ball, but like, we're sitting here on a radio. They have people... One who played in the NBA, two, one, another who's a Hall of Fame journalist, and my guy Tim McMahon, who I love. And like, Malika is great as a host. This is, I don't know whose idea this was, some producer. But like, the brain rot that has to happen to be like, hey guys, what do we talk about? How about we talk about the ceiling for Jalen Williams? Why? Who cares? Why are we always obsessed with like, this larger contextual picture of like, this is why this guy's great. Like, or I wish people could understand. Like, explain it to us. That's your job. That's literally your job, is to explain why this thing is happening or how hard it is because you have the perspective of being there and covering the games or having played the game. Like, ah! What? Why? Why? Who wants that? Who wants that? Did you leave Game 5, Anthony, wondering what's Jalen Williams' ceiling?
Not at all.
it's so disappointing. If we could just talk about the games through the lens of this is what it takes to win. The discourse about sports in general, nevertheless, this particular sport would be 1,000 times better. 1,000 times better. Instead, it's, he's a superstar. Who cares? That's my rant. I want to go home for the day. I'm done. I'm so over it. We're going to talk about football now. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Eventually the call screener will pop up too, so that'll be cool.
We got a couple people.
I'm sure we do. I'm sorry that they've had to sit through me yelling, so I'm gonna get to them quickly. Here's our question that we're talking about with Commanders. Who reset? Take two. We're live on the radio. Action. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, and the question we're asking you about the Commanders is, who is the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Since we got people lined up, let's go ahead and get to the phones before we give our answers. Let's start off with our guy Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, thanks for waiting through my rant there. Apologize for making you wait, but you're on the Hoffman Show.
A lot of things wrong with the NBA, in my opinion. So no worries on that. I'm going to go offensively, Terry McLaurin. I just don't think they have anyone near him. If they lose him, I think the passing game takes a major dip. I don't think Debo is the kind of player that Terry McLaurin is. So definitely Terry McLaurin. I thought about Laremy Tunsil, but I'm going to go with McLaurin. And on the defense, Frankie Louvu is a good choice, but for what we gave up and for what we need from him, I'm going Lattimore. If he plays the way he played the last four or five games last year, then we're in big trouble. So I think that we need him to play the way he played a couple years ago and stay on the field for at least 13, 14 games. So that's why I'm going with him. I just think that if he doesn't play well, we're going to be in big trouble. So,
yeah,
those are my picks.
I think those are both great picks, Gary. And those are two guys that when Logan and I discussed this morning on the podcast, those are names that came up in conversation, as did another one you mentioned. So thanks for the call. McLaurin is a guy that I brought up because I think when we talk about what he was last year to this team and, you know, what the rare times they struggled offensively, it was kind of like, where's Terry? And it's like, just get him the ball. Figure out how to get him the ball. He brings energy. He brings production. He brings points. And so I do think that he is a huge, huge, or of huge, huge importance. Lattimore is an interesting one because I do think there is a way that the Commanders can get away with him not being awesome. Like if he's just good and like playable and other things go right, their pass rush is better. They're better. I mean, the number one thing for them defensively is be better against the run, which is why I have a hard time saying he's next, even if I do think like the upside play, as Gary said, of Lattimore, where if he's really good, that changes their defense tremendously. That has a huge trickle-down effect on others. But the guy that I ultimately landed on, as did Logan, was Laremy Tunsil. His ability to be a force multiplier offensively, to just say, we don't have to worry about you. That's so important. And to say, we're gonna slide and get the help we need the other way. We can orient our protections in a certain way. I know he's known more as a pass protector than a run blocker, but he's a very, very good run blocker. So what that opens up for you in that way. Not to mention, Logan made this point, which I thought was really smart. By getting Tunsil, you've upgraded, hopefully, multiple positions on the offensive line. Hopefully, the kick down of Brandon Coleman to left guard is an upgrade at left tackle, Tunsil over Coleman, and Coleman's better than Allegretti. That also gives you another option in Allegretti, potentially at right tackle, in the competition to replace Sam Cosmi until Cosmi's back. And then at right tackle, you draft Connerly. And if you had done that anyway and he's got to play left tackle, you obviously don't get the upgrade at right tackle. Instead, you hopefully get an upgrade pretty quickly at right tackle. It might take him, Connerly, a couple games to be better than what Wiley was because Wiley was a really good run blocker. Is very experienced, and we know that Connerly is going to be coming in inexperienced and probably have some ups and downs, but there's just a huge trickle-down effect on what they can do offensively, not to mention that extra half a second that you might get opens up things for McLaurin. It opens up things for Samuel. It opens up things down the field and lets Jaden be a better version of himself without much improvement. Nevertheless, what we actually think Jaden could improve upon in year two. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Who's the most important non-Jaden Daniels Commander? We take more of your calls next. Coming up at 5 o'clock, the RFK Stadium deal might be hitting a speed bump. Just how big of a bump? You'll hear from Mark Seagraves, NBC4 reporter who's been on top of this, and we'll give our takes as part of Not My Beat today. Then Take Command, 5:30. We will dive into some Jaden Daniels discussion that is pretty interesting. What happens? Everyone's like, oh, what happens if he has a sophomore slump? We decided to flip the question on his head. Actually, one of our listeners did because it was a mailbag edition of the show. What happens if Jaden gets better? What does that look like? Find out at 5:30. All right. The question we're asking now, though, on a Vibe Check Tuesday at 301-230-0980 is who is the most important non-Daniels Commander? Anthony, this was originally your question. I just talked about a couple of folks. Who was your answer?
So my answer was going to be Laremy Tunsil, but I do have, if I was to choose a player on the defensive, Defensive side of the ball, I would probably go with, because Marshawn was mentioned, but I think I would go with Bobby Wagner for the simple fact that this guy is responsible for calling the defense. He played on 98% of the snaps last year. He's in charge of, you know, making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. So I would think, you know, a lot of the responsibility falls on his hat. But also, I'm just thinking, like, our biggest problem last year was defending the run, stopping the run. And I think having somebody in the front seven on the defensive side of the ball will probably be the person I will lean towards too. And I think it would be Bobby.
So I agree that he's the most important defensive guy. So here's the thing, like, generally speaking about all this. Like, when you talk about most important, it's both how good is the player and then what happens if they're gone. And that's why a guy like Lattimore to me is really interesting. The how good is he? Like, if he's great, that changes the complexion of the defense. So he's high on the list. But what happens if he's not good? What happens if he is mediocre or even bad? And they're like, this guy's a nightmare. We're cutting him, right? We're absolute worst case scenario. Well, you probably shift Mikey back outside. Trey Amos, you hope, is not terrible too. And Noah Igbinoghene goes back into the slot. Or Jonathan Jones goes into the slot. And that's certainly not ideal. But I don't know how bad it is. Like, it's playable, right? It's playable. If Bobby Wagner goes out, Jordan McGee is the next guy up. And do I think Jordan McGee in the long term could be a good player? Yes. Do I think Jordan McGee could have a positive impact for the Commanders this year in a limited role? Yes. Does he have the mental encyclopedia of Bobby Wagner to be able to get them in the right call all the time? To, hey, Duron, scoot this way. Hey, check this coverage. Hey, do this, do that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because he hasn't been playing at an all-pro level as a human supercomputer for 15 years like Bobby Wagner has. He's a rookie, or was a rookie last year who missed a ton of time and is now going to come in as a second-year guy and be an apprentice. And he can be smart. He can pay attention in meetings. He can have paid attention in meetings last year. He could even be a future savant that we don't even know yet, that he's actually like a genius and they can't wait for him to get out there once Bobby's done. But he doesn't have the file yet that Bobby has. And so to me, he's the guy on defense, he being Wagner, is the guy that is the most irreplaceable. I think when you talk about irreplaceable, Kwan's an interesting one because they just don't have depth to me at safety. So he's an interesting one for a different reason, but I also don't think like Kwan's going to play so well on the upside that he qualifies for like most important. But yeah, to me, offensively, it's Tunsil. It's McLaurin. I think Ertz is a good one that Logan brought up this morning. And then you get to the defensive side, and it's Wagner. Then probably Lattimore, because their depth is pretty good along the D-line. Like, Payne is somewhere in there because his upside is so high. Kinlaw, his upside is so high. But I think it's probably Wagner, Lattimore. Frankie deserves to be somewhere in there because the play style that he brings, the violence that he plays with, the speed, the intensity, like that radiates.
I mean, he can just be the heart, though. Heart of the team.
Right. And so if he's not out there, what's missing? A lot. And then Mikey's another interesting one, too, because he's got to have a big year. And he's also such a great connector from like a real leadership standpoint, connects the entire defense. He also connects the team, that if he were to disappear for, you know, 4 months with an injury and not be around, like, I think there's a real hit on the field and off the field that would be hard to measure, but would certainly be noticed.
Yeah, I think Mikey's a good one, especially playing in the slot. Like, you're tasked with doing a whole bunch of stuff. You're defending a receiver that has the entire field that he can use, and then also having to come up and play the run. And you see the guys like Marlon Humphrey, the Kenny Moores of the world, and even Jalen Ramsey, like how important they were in their star roles. So I think Mikey could definitely be a good one. And the fact that, you know, he's played outside and now he's going to be playing inside. So he's going to have experience playing both kind of thing.
No doubt about it. All right. That is that. Anybody else that you want to mention that you think is worth it?
I really think Laramie was the most important one. Considering like we gave up so much, and then also the fact that, you don't have to do as much in terms of like chipping and things of that nature. So
yeah, Laramie was definitely my number one guy that I thought of. I think the Ertz one is so good though that Logan brought up. He just kind of brought it up at the end. He's like, by the way, Ertz is another good answer. And like, I think like 2/3 of his catches went for first downs last year. He also led the NFL. Like the Commanders were the best fourth down team basically in NFL history.
And how many was to Ertz though?
Yeah, Ertz was the best fourth down receiver in the league.
Yeah, no question.
He was a monster on third down. He was great in the red zone. So like all the key situations, Ertz was the guy. And I think that then becomes in terms of importance, like, okay, well, if he were to be out, how ready is Ben Sinnott to be a lot better than he was last year? How significant is the drop off? And my guess is it's probably pretty significant still. Ben's is a different kind of player. He's a more vertical threat. Like they would have to change the offense. And I don't know who they have in the Zach role. And you probably have to run some of that stuff for like Debo. You probably have to run some of that stuff for some of your receivers. The problem is they don't get the matchups that Zach gets because they're receivers. And Zach, well, he gets treated like a receiver sometimes, is ultimately still a tight end. So it definitely plays some games with the offense on that front. All right, when we get back off the field, Commanders, or actually where is the field, Commanders? RFK Stadium. The Commanders say, hey, we gave you a July 15th deadline. D.C. City Council, we're going to need this done. D.C. City Council says we need more time. So where does that leave us? Mark Seagraves was on with JP and B. Mitch yesterday, and there's been more reporting on this in the time since. So we will get you up to date. We'll use some of Mark. We'll use some of the posts reporting, and we'll get you caught up on the day's top story next for Not My Beat here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.